The Trinity Center for Spiritual Living appreciates your selecting our podcast service as a part of your spiritual journey. The TCSL podcast has over 1,000 downloads a month worldwide by individuals just like you, seeking to expand their spiritual magnificence. To express your gratitude and donate for the good you hear and the growth you experience from our lesson, visit our website at trinitycenteratlanta.org/donate. As you donate, affirm, "My offering affirms my commitment and my willingness to be an inlet and an outlet for the abundant good and energy of Divine Spirit." Please enjoy the latest podcast from the Trinity Center for Spiritual Living.
So early on in my ministry, I had a mentor who was Dr. David J. Walker. And Dr. Walker was the minister for the Hollywood Church of Religious Science. And he was there for decades. And like our group here at TCSL, being the Hollywood Center, our church, he had a literally star-studded congregation. And for a while, he was the president of Religious Science International for several years, which of course now is Centers for Spiritual Living. And whenever I called Dr. Walker, he always answered the phone, something I always appreciated. And I would seek his advice and wisdom very much in my early days on just a myriad of issues. And each time, no matter what the issue was or the advice he gave, he always tied the advice back to one direction. And the direction was, just remember, whatever you choose to do, it's got to make sense. Whatever you choose to do, it's got to make sense. Now, the first time I heard Dr. Walker speak, I had no inkling I was going to be a minister someday. And I was sitting in the Richard Rich Auditorium in Atlanta with maybe a year's worth of Science of Mind studies under my belt. So I knew it all at the time. And I don't recall what Dr. Walker spoke on that some 30 years ago. I do, however, recall he said one thing during the course of that lesson which had me prepared to discount all else he said. And here's what he said. Just remember, whatever you do, whatever you choose to do, it's got to make sense. Drove me bonkers to hear that. You see, at the time, I thought I knew it all. And I was working with the idea that mind could always accommodate that which I set forth as my desire. And I just knew that it didn't need to make sense. Because whatever I chose didn't need to make sense because we were dealing with infinite mind, infinite intelligence, infinite creativity. So by God, if I wanted to eat a large Domino's pizza with extra cheese and a half gallon of Rocky Road ice cream and affirm I wasn't going to gain any weight by it, surely the infinite intelligence of presence could make that happen. Gotta make sense. Why would we ever limit the unlimited with common sense? That seemed at the time like nonsense. Well, suffice it to say, over 30 years later, I realize how wrong I was at the time and how pleased I am that I sought out Dr. Walker's wise counsel. He said in the Science of Mind, Dr. Holmes wrote, "Thoughts of lack manifest as limitation. Thoughts of abundance manifest as success and happiness. Failure and success are but two ends of the same stick." Following Dr. Holmes' logic, we can say common sense and nonsense are two ends of the same energetic spectrum. Dr. Walker was guiding the participants, myself included, in his lecture at Richard Rich, to the awareness that as expressions of this infinite intelligence of God that we are, we want to approach our spiritual efforts, our expression and acceptance of ourselves as this divine intelligent energy from a point of awareness of always, of what am I thinking in this moment? What am I living in this moment? What am I feeling in this moment? What am I offering? And come to the realization that if it doesn't make sense on paper, if it kind of feels illogical, whatever the it is not in alignment with the intelligent energy of God. One of the most nonsense ways of thinking is projecting or accepting, living as and creating from a thought or vibration of fear. So how do we define fear? Frequency emitting at rock bottom. Frequency emitting at rock bottom. And we always like to remind everyone that, yes, we checked the grammar dictionary. Rock bottom is a hyphenated word. So it counts. Every minute someone spends in fear-based thought, energy, and action is a minute they are not centered in the energy of love, creativity, and joy of the divine. Oh, it's the same energy. It's just being activated by polar opposite thoughts. This is why we began this morning with the wisdom of Dr. Walker. Just remember, whatever you choose to do, it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. So, yes, we're aware that the news media, the collective consciousness of humanity as a whole, is all the buzz about the coronavirus and all that, how it's impacting life. Therefore, we humbly suggest that before you watch TV, should you be inflicted with such an urge, or before you log into social media, you take a breath. Take a breath and just affirm for yourself, I am an expression of the limitless intelligent energy of spirit. I only accept and follow information which expands the loving and joyful energy of God that I am. Let me repeat that. I am an expression of the limitless intelligent energy of spirit. I only accept and allow information which expands the loving and joyful energy of God that I am. Notice what we suggested here. This is very important. We did not say, I only accept information I agree with. We did not say, I only accept information that feels good. We said, I only accept information which expands the loving and joyful energy of God that I am. See, it's a simple affirmation, practiced and accepted, will allow individuals to not fall into fear-based thinking and vibrations. Fear-based thinking, which have led individuals to falsely believe, and what I'm going to share some false belief with you, and these have been documented. They're really good, too. The first one is that that Corona beer causes the coronavirus. That's out there right now. I think it was started by Pat. And the second false fear that's out there right now, and I've documented it, is that if you grew up on a farm with horses and you licked the salt licks provided to the horses, you are now immune from the coronavirus. Who knew? Now, I get it. This is very sad, but I want to really want us to get really clear that this is also very true. This is also very true. I like to share stuff that I can document. These are very false and fear-based thoughts. And we recommend, if For every 10 minutes someone spends watching the news or other broadcast type, we suggest they spend 30 minutes on the CDC's or the Mayo Clinic's website to enforce some common sense facts about the coronavirus, as well as some common sense practices. Now, this is what's going to be fun, y'all, because for our folks at home, hey, everybody, if you look down below your screen where you're watching us on TV, there's a link to the CDC's website. You follow? Okay. Now, common sense suggestions, common intelligence suggestions, washing our hands, using hand sanitizer, wiping down surfaces with disinfectants, practicing the elbow bump, right? And for those of us that are children of the 70s, practice the bump. Remember that? Millennials, Google it. You'll get it. Do all those things at the center that we've been doing, and of course, stay at home. If someone is showing the signs of the flu, stay home, or a cold. Then call a practitioner, then call your doctor. If you're taking care of someone that falls in a high-risk group, stay home. Stay home. Why? Because it's always important that the caretaker take care of themselves. So why make this suggestion? Because whatever you choose to do, it's gonna make sense, as the universe will always reflect within our experience as the energy, the thought, the vibration, and action we are offering. Fear-based thoughts will always outpicture as a fear-based experience that we are to be fearful of. Perhaps this is why Mark Twain said, "I have lived a long life and had many troubles of which many never happened." Even in the Holy Scriptures, we are led to be mindful of the energy we are accepting and offering. In Joshua 24, the scripture reads, "Choose this day whom you will serve." Choose this day whom you will serve. So we want to get up every morning and ask ourselves when we rise, do I choose to spend this day in a vibration of fear? Or do I choose to spend this day as the intelligent and loving energy of God that I am? So I always create and live from the vibration of joy, which is the title of our lesson this morning, the vibration of joy. So, and share a short parable with you. I feel it ties in very well. And it's about this fella. He's a tourist in the Florida Keys, and he's off the coast a little bit of the Keys, and he's fishing. And his boat capsizes. Well, he could swim, so he thought that was fine. However, he had this tremendous fear of alligators. So rather than swim to shore, he kept clinging to his little boat. Pardon me, he spotted a beachcomber walking on the shore, and the fisherman shouted out, "Hey, are there any alligators in this water?" And the fellow walking on the shore hollered back, "No, haven't been any alligators in these waters for years." Well, this relieved our fisherman tourist very much, and he started swimming to shore. And about halfway through that swim, he hollered out again to the man on the beach, and he asked, "So, how did you all get rid of the alligators?" And the man hollered back, "We didn't have to do anything. The sharks got them all." And here's the moral to the parable. When faced with the potential for a troubling experience that may produce fear-based thoughts, vibrations, and circumstances, it is very important that we take the responsibility to do our own research from a trusted source and expand our knowledge, as true knowledge empowers you to utilize and operate as the intelligent energy of presence. You follow that? It's got to make sense. It's got to make sense if we're going to be in the alignment with Source. So, you know, all this month we've been talking about joy, the vibration of joy. And in this series, we have focused on one comment of Esther Hicks, who said, it's not just that your purpose is joy, it's that you are joy. You are love and joy and freedom and clarity expressing, energy frolicking and eager. That's who you are. And if we're going to maintain that level of vibration, then it's not just about whether or not we're going to follow along with the series this month. We have to step into the realization that now is the time for us to practice our beliefs, to practice meditation, to practice treatment, to practice conscious discernment when it comes to the information that we're allowing into our lives. Why do we want to do that? Because the closer we can get into alignment with the truth that we accept means the closer we are in alignment with the truth that we are. So it's got to be information that it makes sense. It doesn't make sense that Corona beer causes the coronavirus. It doesn't make sense that a salt lick is going to immune somebody from a disease, right? It does make sense to practice our teaching, establish the intention, the vibration that we are always intelligent, the expressions of the intelligent energy of Source. Therefore, we draw into our experience that which reflects that knowing and belief. As we do this, I'm going to try not to move around because Leslie is doing such a great job of trying to track me. Next week, the camera will be automatic. She's really struggling. And I want everyone to know that Leslie Bashirs, what's your website's name? I just went blank. I wrote it down. Delightfulsights.team has come in and has helped us put all this together last minute. And you can go to delightfulsights.team and see all the business services she offers as far as website production, media marketing, all that great stuff. So please, let's take a moment and give Leslie a big round of applause. So look, over the next couple of weeks, we are going to honor some common sense things. We're going to honor the fact that, hey, we're only going to give energy hugs, right? We're not going to have ushers active. We've got tithing baskets in the back now. We're going to wipe down the center before and after service. That's common sense stuff. But we're also going to make sure that first and foremost, what that is reflective of is us practicing our spirituality, practicing our divinity, knowing that every word we speak is centered in the intelligent energy of Source. Therefore, what we draw into our experience is wisdom, others that can complement that knowing so that we know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. I want you guys to be concerned about what's going on in the world. But don't let that concern that you have for the world turn into a call to do nothing. Because even though we have folks staying at home, even those we have folks that are self-quarantined, support that. That's not a call to do nothing. This is the time for everybody to come together and treat for a greater idea. Treat for a greater awareness that, hey, wait a second, everything that is healable, transformative, is energy at one level of expression or not. So it's not that we're going to suggest doing nothing. It's going to suggest that right now you begin practicing it all. You begin practicing your affirmative prayer work. You begin practicing your meditation, your visualization. Why not? Begin practicing. What does it look like? What does it look like to see the world free of not just this virus, but illnesses that impact others and our journey over and over again. What does the world look like? Free of cancer. What does the world look like? Free of AIDS. What does the world look like? Free of Alzheimer's. We can go on and on and on. But at the end of the day, until we've defined that vision, guess what? We're not practicing our divinity. Don't allow the concern to become a practice of inaction. And by inaction, we're talking about the activity of your consciousness. Whether you choose to go out or not is not relevant. What is relevant is that you choose to actively practice the power of your consciousness. So we're going to tell you something. I know many of you are here. You heard me say this. I said 5 years ago. No, it's been longer than that. It was Fraser Center, so it's been over 8 years now. And I said in the course of that talk that we are approaching the time when the AIDS epidemic would be healed, that we were still a few years off. Where are we today? We're close to people being healed. And actually, if you follow this, as many of us do, guess what? There are two documented cases where they have cured the patients. So it's not that they're undetectable. The patients have been cured, and it was all because of bone marrow transplants. So I'm going to make this, we won't say prediction, affirmation. Come May, mid-April, all of this is going to be a memory. Right? It's all going to be a memory. All of our Facebook friends are going to be right here. And we're all going to be loving on each other physically again. Right? In the meantime, we just want to make sure that as we set up and establish that vision, that we're also practicing our divinity. Not spending too much time in worry or concern, and allowing us to freeze in consciousness. Leo Biscagula said, worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. It only saps today of its joy. Right? Don't worry about this. However, do research this so that you're empowered to make empowering decisions. Got it? Y'all agree or not? So I have a little story. It's wonderful. There's a very wise guru, and the guru is often visited by folks that complains a lot. They talk about their fears. They talk about their worries. They talk about their problems over and over and over again. It's like going to any family reunion. And one day, the guru decided he would tell them a joke. And he did. He told them this joke, and the whole group, they all just roared with laughter. And after a couple of minutes, he said, I have another joke to tell you. And he told the same joke. And then at this point, all the folks that were coming to see the guru, just a couple of them chuckled, and the remainder of them smiled. And so the guru sat in silence for a couple more moments. And then he said, okay, I have another joke. And for the third time, he told the same joke again. And at that point, no one laughed and no one smiled. And the guru said, you can't laugh at the same joke over and over again. So why spend your time worrying about the same issues over and over again? Isn't that something? What are we accepting? What are we offering? That's what we want to go back to. What are we accepting? What are we offering? Does it make sense? Is it an intelligent use of the energy that we are? Is it fostering more confusion in our lives and our consciousness? Or is it allowing us to be empowered to make decisions that are in alignment with our well-being? That's where we want you to go. Understand, in this energy connection of source, right? This energy connection of source that we are, the more knowledge you have, the more joyful you're going to be. Even when the knowledge might not be that great, right? I suggest going to the CDC's website. I do it again. I'll do it often. However, some of that stuff is pretty scary. But the other stuff that's important to us, to how we choose to operate, is really just common sense. Just common sense. So we want to put in a steady practice of our divinity, of our spirituality. We also want to put in a steady practice, especially now, of expanding our knowledge when faced with an issue. And we want to do this repeatedly. Repeatedly. Why? Well, I think it's tied to something Zig Ziglar said. He said, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. So we want to stay in this intention to only express joyful energy. And this is going to require us to be mindful to make this practice, not just once a day, twice a day, but sometimes several times throughout the day. I came across a great story, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know if it's true or not, and I'll let somebody that's more versed in history than I am confirm it. But I love the story. And the story is about Andre Messina. And Andre Messina was a military commander during the Napoleonic Wars. And he was one of the original 18 marshals of the empire created by Napoleon. And here's the legend, right? Messina one day suddenly appeared with his army of 18,000 Frenchmen. That's a lot of Frenchmen. They descended on this little Austrian town which had no means to defend itself. And the town council got together, realized, were trying to come up what they wanted to do. They knew they couldn't fight, so they decided to surrender to the army. Messina gave them that choice. And then a church elder attending this meeting reminded them that it was Easter. And he begged them to hold services as they always do for Easter and to surrender all concern and worry into, as he said at the time, God's hands. Well, the town council decided, since we're going to be surrendering anyway, why not go ahead and surrender to the energetic, living wisdom and love of divine source? The defenseless little town held its church service, and they decided to let the citizens of the town know they were holding the church services by ringing the church bells. And as the bells rang out, the church started to become packed. Of course, it was Easter Sunday, so everybody goes to church on Sunday. Anyhow, Messina and his invading army, 18,000, heard the church bells ringing, and he made the false assumption, without any knowledge, that the bells were being rung to alert the town that the Austrian army had arrived, and they were there to push back the French army and save the town. So Messina quickly gave the order to break camp and move on. And before the church bells ceased ringing, all of the invading French army had vanished from town. This incident is often duplicated in individual lives. People choose to ring their own bells of joy in the face of pain, poverty, fear, and a whole host of other issues. It is in such a resounding vibration of joy. The external issues of life begin to dissipate and fade away when confronted with that higher vibrating energy force. Do we recognize? We want to understand that we are each our own township. That when it comes to our own consciousness, our own way of being, we each have a choice. Do we recognize that we may either surrender to the joyful energy of source that we are, or do we surrender to the energy of fear that is certainly around us during this temporary outbreak of the coronavirus? We each get to choose whom we will serve. Just remember, and whatever you choose, it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. So our affirmation card this week is a quote of mine, and it says, when your intent is to create from and as the active and formative vibration of the divine joy within you, your journey will only reflect joy. The power of your intention is rooted in the power of your choice. It's rooted into the power of your choice. So we're offering services. We write down the center. We have, of course, we postponed our youth church and Reiki service, our youth services, our Reiki services, simply because the rooms are much smaller. Are we giving into fear? No, we're not giving into anything. We're promoting and offering some common sense ideas and suggestions rooted in the awareness that as expressions of the energy of source, we are capable of making decisions and choices all at all times that serve us best as the intelligent energy of source that we are. And how do we do that? We do that by recognizing we can't begin anywhere other than where we are, right here. And whatever I know today, if I need to clarify it, if I need to expand on it, I first need to do the inner work to know and believe and feel that I am capable of accepting, attracting all the knowledge I need to make the right decisions. Then I have to follow that up with diligence. Diligence to do the homework. Diligence to go to the CDC's website. The diligence to say, well, you know, somebody told me that if I drink just a little bit amount of acid, that will kill the coronavirus. Another documented false belief rooted in a false fear. Okay? Do your due diligence. Brian Tracy said, you are a living magnet. What you attract into your life is in harmony with your predominant thoughts. Let your predominant thought always be that you are a joyful expression of the divine. As such, you are also an intelligent expression of the energy of the divine. You have access to all knowledge at all times. Pursue it. Act on it. Be it. Look, we're going to have some unprecedented fun over the next couple of weeks. How that shakes out, what that looks like, I don't know. What I will tell you is the fun that we're going to have will be born out of a vibration of joy, not a vibration of fear. Some of that fun and joy may be had here. Other times it may be had online. This is a day-by-day unfolding, right? I will say that, stay tuned. We're gonna start sending out reconnaissance teams for tissue paper for those in need. I'm so happy you're laughing. What will make me happier is you practicing. Practice being the expression of source that you are. Practice being that intelligent energy of God that you are. Practice being joy. And doing so out of the vibration of knowledge. Out of the vibration of oneness. You do that, and just like the church bells, it's all going to quickly fade away. And so ends our lesson. Namaste.
Thank you again for selecting the Trinity Center for Spiritual Living podcast for your spiritual journey and for the expression of your generosity at trinitycenteratlanta.org/donate.